Yo, today's QOD is you will become the combined average of the five people you hang around the most. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We got Darren Hardy leading off the week, and today he's going to reveal the secret sauce. If you do these three things, you will get the results that you want, and you will have the lifestyle that you want. So he's going to talk about how to shift your attitude by exposing yourself to the right information, the right environment, and the right relationships, because you become who you hang around. Darren Hardy's coming up.
This is the thing to focus on first when trying to figure out how to produce more results. And this comes right from a chapter out of Jim Rohn's book. If you aren't familiar with Jim Rohn, I suggest getting very familiar with him. He'll be one of our faculty at Mastery TV, my all-time favorite speaker. If you want to say, what's the person that you learn from the most in terms of personal development, it's Jim Rohn. He's the man. Love his stuff. This comes right from him. If you want to create a better lifestyle, then look back on the chain link of delivering that result. Look at results. The results you produce is going to determine the lifestyle that you have. If you want to produce more results, then you got to look at the actions. What are you doing to produce results? Are you doing enough? Are you doing the right things? Are you doing them efficiently? Are you doing them with productivity rather than doing unproductive things? What are you doing? Now, if you want to determine how to create better results with your action, then look at your attitude. The attitude is going to make the difference of how your actions deliver results. And if you want to know how to improve your attitude, then go a step further, and that's the you factor. That's the philosophy. So this is the continuum of creating a lifestyle. If you say, I want to have a mansion, I want to have a nice car, I want to provide a great education for my family, I want to be able to buy a home for my elderly parents, if you want to deliver that sort of lifestyle, then you're going to have to produce results, which means you're going to have to take some action, which means you're going to have to work on your attitude, which means you're going to have to focus on you. That's the secret sauce. Right there is where it all comes down. If you get that operating system running perfectly, we can layer on the software programs to help you with the actions. That part's easy. And there will be a lot of people who do exactly the same thing, but they'll produce tremendously different results, and it's going to go right back to the core factor of attitude and philosophy. Now, how to improve your attitude? One is with information. We are Mastery Television. We are going to deliver you constant, never-ending, life-changing, positive, impacting programming. You can get it right here at Mastery TV. Now, this is what kind of goes on in life. My wife and I talk about this all the time. Here's what's going on. Your brain is like a water glass. And there's constantly stuff being put into this water glass. News, media, sensationalism, everything, newspapers, billboards, advertisements. There's constantly stuff being put into this water glass. I call a lot of the negative sensationalism, even a lot of news, because they focus on the negative rather than the positive. There's 6 murders, and that's what you're going to be bombarded with for the next 4 days, rather than the 20 enlightening things that happen in the world at the same time. I call this putting Coca-Cola in your brain. You got Coke on the brain, and that's going to affect your attitude. I promise you, you keep putting Coke in the cup, you put Coke in the brain, you're going to continue to have a negative attitude. Because it's modeling, right? Input in, output. Here's how to change that. Take a spigot, like Mastery TV, and anything else that you can do that will flush your water glass on a regular basis. And if you ever run a glass that's dirty under a faucet of clean, pure water, and you run it, and you run it, and you run it, what happens? Over time, it overflows, 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 and then you've got nothing but clean, crisp water. That's what has to be constantly going on with your brain, because whether you like it or not, you are subject to the bombardment of your consciousness as you walk around every day. News, radio, newspaper, conversations in the hallway, conversations with your with people at the office, your own family, your own self-talk tapes, or constantly putting Coke in your cup. The only way to clean so that your attitude improves, enlightens, is to run fresh water into your cup on an ongoing and regular basis. And that is with mechanisms like Mastery TV. Does that make sense? And then be constantly careful about the Coke that's going in versus how much water you're running through it. That's why this is the principle that I want all of our leaders to adopt and to teach and to train. When you get up in the morning, first thing, with a cup of coffee, or when you get to the office, before you open your email, click on Mastery TV, take 10 or 15 minutes. It doesn't matter what you watch, it doesn't matter what it's on. For 15 minutes, just listen to something positive. Run some water through your cup. At least create some clarity so that your attitude is lightened. It will shift your entire perspective and your attitude for the entire day. Every day, make it a ritual. You brush your teeth every morning, you take a shower every morning, hopefully, right? Except for those of us that work from home, sometimes it's not till 3 p.m, right? But put a little Mastery TV into your cup every single morning. It'll alter every outcome you're looking to produce that day. So one is information, two is environment. How are you, what is the environment which you're operating in? What is the structure of how and where you are performing from? As my wife knows, this is big for me. If the office is cluttered, it drives me nuts. If I don't have a space where I can just be totally focused and centered, and I've got all the technology mechanisms to be full steam and efficient, it drives me nuts. So consider your environment. Make sure that your environment supports the kind of production you want to put out. And three is associations. And this is a biggie, biggie, biggie. One is the information. Two is the environment. And three is huge. These are the people that you are surrounded by. It is stated, and it is verified statistically, that you'll become the combined average of the five people you hang around the most. Right now, I want you to think about the five people you spend the most time with in your life in terms of a friend basis, okay, a peer group. And if you're not already, more time spent with those people, you will have a combined average of their income, you will have the combined average of their health, you will have the combined average of their relationships, you will have the combined average of all the results that they're producing in your life. Associations influences tremendously. It's subtle, but it's tremendous. Have you ever like decided, okay, I'm not going to drink soft drinks, or I'm going to eat healthily, and you do it, but then you get with a friend who has ice cream or drinks some sodas or has a little fried thing, and you're like, until you start eating it with them? That's where associations have a subtle, slight impact. Now, if you're with somebody who's only eating healthy and they're not ordering soft drinks, but they're ordering water, or they're ordering, you know, tea, or they're ordering something that is healthy, all of a sudden you step up and start to match that a little bit. The continuing effect of those associations has tremendous impact. I promise you. I realized this a long time ago, and so I make a conscious effort to say, who do I want to spend time with? There are some people that I can only spend 2 minutes with. There are some people I can spend 20 minutes with. There's some people I can spend 2 hours with. There are some people I can spend 2 days with, and there's some people I could spend 2 weeks with, and that's it. And there's some people I could spend 2 months with. And I have to determine who's a 2 minute and who's a 2 week type person, because I want to know the kind of effect that I want to realize as a result of being around them. And then, who is not in my life that I need to attract in order to help step me up a bit, so that I look at my health a little bit more rigidly, or I look at my performance in my business a little bit more excellently? Who is doing more than me that if I brought them into my association circle would help step me up a bit? And so I joined the Young Entrepreneurs Organization, get surrounded by other people that are top-minded, successful people. I even brought on a mentor who is a person who's a graduate. And I wanted to include these people in my sphere of influence. And as my wife knows and some of my friends know, this person's had tremendous impact. He's brought me to the next level. Jim Rohn says, you know, if you're a millionaire, you know, that's great. But if you want to get to the next level, try to find some billionaire friends. Try to find somebody that's worth $10 million. If that's your goal and your ambition, if you want to improve your relationships, find people who have relationships that model what it is that you want to represent in your own. Because I promise you, as you watch, witness, as you interact, as you share, as you commune together, it will have an influence on your relationship that will be profound. And it will be subtle, but it will be profound. So associations is key.
That was Darren Hardy. His website is darrenhardy.com. You can watch today's talk on YouTube. It is called Day 5, Part 2, The Power of Associations with Darren Hardy. All right, that is it for me. I'm going to see you tomorrow with Carla Harris. Have a great day. I'm out. Peace.